Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is a Michigan football rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into Ask Me Anything, this is the first one of the season, guys. So before we get into it, a little housekeeping. Guys, you can find me on Facebook, Facebook fan page, Instagram, and YouTube. I really need to get on that YouTube thing. That is my bad, but it is what it is at this point. You guys, if you've been listening for a while, you understand where I'm at. So, but also, big shout out to a guy who left me a voicemail on the Anchor system. Big X, Big Xavier, thank you, dude. I will be getting out some merch for you. I'm looking into some new stuff, but I got old stickers. I'm getting some new ones, and I'm actually looking into something else. I'm trying to figure out what strikes my fancy. So, Big X, you are going to be the first beneficiary of all that. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the follow, all of it, just being there for the years, listening through, and finally let me know. That is fantastic. I really appreciate it. Now, let's get on to the Ask Me Anything. Okay. I said the first eight that are going to come in, and I want to stick with that. But there are a few I want to throw in just because some of them are old school dudes that have been with me from the get, and some of them are more of my opinion on like my trip to Michigan, which I wanted to touch on anyway, so I won't count those in the total. Anyway, so here we go. First one from the Michigan Stat hit me up on Instagram, and it is, with both Moody and Robbins gone next year, do you think next kicker and punter will be as good as them? Well, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I definitely don't want any Quinn or Deans, if you know what I mean. I think we've been pretty decent in the punter range. I don't know, since Brad Robbins, I can't remember a punter ever being really bad for Michigan. But I definitely know we've had some really bad field goal kickers, notably Quinn or Dean. So I'll be honest, even when I check out recruiting, I'm not even really paying attention who we're doing with the field goal kicking. I'm just going to assume that they are going to be serviceable at best. I think it's really hard to replace two amazing field. I mean, Moody has been, I mean, automatic, and Brad Robbins with that killer mustache and his leg, fantastic. I mean, so I hope they can step up in like 2 years and get to that point, but I don't think right off the bat, no matter who we get, I don't think they're going to be that great. And then two, what do you think the next year's defensive depth chart will be? Cool. Well, that's a good one. Because it's kind of too early right now to kind of predict who's going to have the season that they could leave, right? I mean, I think DJ Turner will be gone. Jermon Green will be gone. So you're looking at Will Johnson. And Mikey Samer still will be gone too. Jeez. I don't know. That's something I want to actually revisit at more of the middle of the season, because right now you don't really know. I mean, we're only legitimately three games into the season coming up, and the majority of our defense has only played maybe the first half, and then the second half guys, you're just trying to get a feel for what they can do. So I really don't know. I mean, I know one thing. I know Jalen Harrell and McGregor are going to have one hell of a senior season. I know that. Outside of that, dude, I wish I could give you a better answer. I'll give you a better answer in the middle of the season after we see these guys play, and then you can say, oh, this guy's gone. This guy's not staying. You know, I mean, is R.J. Moten, I think he's a sophomore this year, so I don't think he can leave. Makari Page, same thing. I think they came in around the same time. Rod Moore is a sophomore. Oh, maybe Moten and Page are juniors. Yeah, dude, I wish I could tell you. I didn't do any real research about this one. I don't know. That's a really good question. I won't mess with that in the middle of the season, because right now I really can't give you anything. We'll go to ADHD Sean, and he asks, if Cade leaves, who's number two? I don't even think Cade has to leave. I think Davis Warren's number two right now. I think Cade is one to two bad series away in this UConn game to being the number three dude. He's done nothing that has impressed anybody. So to think that he's still number two, a solid number two, don't think so. And so, yeah, I think if he has one more bad outing, we're looking at Davis Warren all the way. But he will leave. He's going to leave next season. I think I wish him all the luck in the world. I really like the kid and everything he did for us. I always want that out there. But yeah, he's going to be one of the best Iowa quarterbacks they've ever had. He really will be. And he'll be a great backup quarterback in maybe the USFL or get a shot at the NFL, maybe. Maybe scout team and hope for some miracle. I don't know. But USFL, maybe he might start. Maybe he could be the starter over Shea Patterson. Or they could be in the Arena League together. I don't know. But that's how I feel so far about that. Let's see here. And then we go with, oh, ADHD asked again, does JJ break the Michigan touchdown record for this season? Oh, this season. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think he does. I think it's 25, right? I think it's 25 touchdowns tied with Elvis Gerbach and Chad Henne. I think with the weapons Michigan has, I think with the couple of cupcake defenses we have at the beginning here with Hawaii, UConn, and then Maryland. Maryland's good offensively, but defensively, they're a mess. I mean, they might be a little bit more stout this year, but nothing that you would be like, oh my God, they're so good. I definitely think with that, he's looking at 3, 6, 9, 9 to 10 touchdowns by the time we get to Iowa, in my opinion. So he's almost halfway there. And I think he lights up Iowa for another two or three. So he could have the record by half of the, I mean, by Penn State, maybe. I think that's halfway through the season. I think he could have it by Penn State, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, I think he crushes both touchdown and all-time pat, like not all-time passing record, but season passing stat for sure. And it's almost not even a question in my mind. And then we go with one of the OGs, Josh Obringer. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but Joshy, I always appreciate everything you do for me, pal. He goes over under 4 touchdown passes against UConn. I'm going to say now I put a caveat on this, right? And I guess I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyways. If JJ plays through to like halfway through the third quarter, he throws for 4. If he plays just the first half, he hits 3 again, right? So I think it's a push at 4. If he plays the whole game, he hits 5, he's 6 maybe. But I think if he plays halfway through the third, you're looking at 4 touchdowns. If he does, if he plays just the first half, you're looking at 3. Michigan has 4. Does Michigan have 4 sacks? UConn has a pretty decent run game from what I've seen. Their running back has like over 380 some yards rushing in three in what two? No, 3 games. They played 3 games so far. I know probably not great defenses, but still, a decent run game can kind of slow up a pass rush. So, but Michigan, I mean, we've only been allowing what 3.2 or something like that yards per rush. I always like to be aggressive because I love aggressive defenses, and I really do love our defensive line this year. I'm in love with them. So I want to say they have at least 4 sacks. I'm just not a fan of UConn. They used to be the worst team in college football just like 2 years ago. So I'm all about it. Then he also asks, if Cade keeps playing the way he is, do you think, oh, yeah, it's basically saying if Cade keeps playing like shit, do you think Harbaugh will play Davis Warren over him? And I already answered that, absolutely. Like I said, he's one to two bad series away from, I mean, barely holding extra points. Now we're gonna go with my main man Pete. This has been around for a long time. He's been one of the OG Michigan maniacs. So first one. Well, actually, you know what? Before I get into how I like my Ann Arbor trip, we'll go into the others. What do you think about Nebraska firing Scott Frost after losing against Georgia Southern? I think it was obvious. I don't think there was. I mean, one thing you can say is that he was entertaining. He was an absolutely entertaining coach. He said some ridiculously stupid things. I mean, like, we out-hit him. We lost 63 to 10 or whatever we put on Central Florida that year. But he's like, but we definitely out-hit him. The dude's he's a meathead. But I mean, listen, I die to look like the dude. I mean, that body is in shape, dog. For a dude his age, great. Good for him. But he can't coach for shit. No, I kind of wish they would have held on to him to the end of this year just so we would have a cakewalk against Nebraska. I don't think it's going to, I just always hate playing against a team that has a new coach because you never know if they're going to find deep down in the cockles of their heart some type of fire in their, to really play hard, So I just don't want to deal with that. I'm not shocked by it though. I definitely think it was coming. I think it's shocking that they hated him so much that they couldn't wait 7 more days, I think it was 7 or 9 more days, to avoid paying him like 20 something million dollars or $15 million. They hated him that much. They were so sick of looking at him that they'd rather pay him the 20 million to get out the door than wait 1 more week before firing him. The other question is Notre Dame overrated? Hell yeah, they are. They are totally overrated. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. I was distracted there for a second. Hell yeah, Notre Dame's overrated. I can never get behind Notre Dame. I can't stand them. I think they're worthless. Sorry about that. I had a phone call come in. Anyways. Notre Dame's always overrated. In my opinion, I can't stand them. To me, they're our third rival. Because growing up, if you're as my age, 46, there were three teams that you had to always beat every year in the 80s and 90s, and that was Ohio, Little Brother, and Notre Dame. And they had some classics. So Notre Dame, yeah, I can't stand them. But this year, I think they are overrated. Their defense is for real, in my opinion. But your defense, no matter how good you are, is going to get tired. It's going to wear out. It's going to break and allow plays at the end of the game, which they normally wouldn't if they were getting breathers. That offense is just no good right now. And I think they lost their starting quarterback for the rest of the season. So they're definitely not going to be good. I feel bad for Marcus Freeman. I think he sounds like a really good dude outside of the fact that he's a Buckeye. But other than that, I wish him luck. But yeah, I think we can grab CJ Carr now. I think we can start really messing with some of their recruiting because if you are sought after by Notre Dame, more than likely you're on our radar as well. I think it was funny though, they paid $1.7 million to have Marshall come in and beat them. That's fantastic. So I'm going to close out the episode with these questions. Peter wanted to know, was it hard trying to find parking? Was it difficult in Ann Arbor? Actually, to be quite honest with you, Pete, it was quite easy. My girlfriend got us a hotel room at the Weber. And if you know, you just if you're a hotel member at the Weber, you can walk over and use the shuttle in front of their restaurant. So the parking was a breeze. Now, trying to get out of there after the game was considerably more difficult just because it's a madhouse. But overall parking was very easy. It was now tailgating, just to give you an idea, getting to Detroit was such a nightmare. Flights overbooked, people, I mean, canceled flights through Dallas, screwing up flights, other flights, then other people being rolled over to other flights, and it was a absolute nightmare. And I spent way more money on tickets that I should have just bought earlier in the year. So I I got in around midnight, 1 o'clock on Saturday morning. Actually, I think it was midnight. We bought my girlfriend had brought some alcohol earlier in the day because she got to get this. She got to Detroit probably 14. Like she got there at 11 a.m. into Detroit, a.m. and sat there waiting for me until I got there at 1 in the morning, like 12:30. That's an amazing woman. She went out, took an Uber, bought some stuff, saw the city a little bit, and then bought some alcohol. And then we got a Uber up to Ann Arbor. So I was so tired and beat, I didn't really get a chance to tailgate, which I wanted to desperately, but it was just such a miserable night. And going into, I was just tired, and I really just wanted to enjoy the game and be wide-eyed and bushy-tailed for that because I had never been there before. So I wanted to enjoy every second of it. So that's the tailgate. Next time, though, we have plans on going. Next time, we're buying everything. Flights. I'm not going non-rev for shit. I'm gonna buy the flights early. We're gonna be there. Don't know which game yet, but we're gonna do it. So far, the state of Michigan kind of reminds me of. Oh, sorry, I read the question in my head without saying it. What is your opinion on the state of Michigan and the people when visiting Ann Arbor? It kind of looked like Denver. Actually, it kind of looks like Boulder or Fort Collins. It definitely gives off college football town. It's nice. It's very pretty. I enjoyed every second of it. It was just wonderful to be there. So that's it, guys. This is done. It's over. I'm going to come up with something for people just to follow. If you guys want to just follow me, it's going to be tiny. It's a tiny little monetary deal. I don't know. It's going to be like maybe $4 a month or something. If you guys just want to support this podcast, and this way, so I can pay for like say stickers or shirts or things like that, stuff that I'm just going to put right back into the podcast to make it better for you guys. And most of them will be free anyways. I don't really care if I make money off this thing. I want to just make this podcast the best that I can and give back to you guys for all the love and support you've given me. So I'm going to come up with a monetary thing. I'm going to set it all up and I'll let you guys know hopefully next week when I have some time to actually process stuff. But thank you so much, guys. Keep an eye out for that. And always remember, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, go blue.